This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting. I hate that that's over there.
Who designed this place?
Oh, yeah, it was me. I know. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. All right, so my dad called me today. Yeah, I have a dad. I was unhatched. My dad called me today, and he said, "Son, you read the numbers too fast." So, Dad, just for you, 8-5-5-7-3-2. He's going to smack me for this later.
He's going to fly in.
855-732-5563 is going to be part of the conversation. My dad is a Massachusetts Democrat. No, I'm not swearing at him, but I'm making a point. Massachusetts Democrat. You guys, and it's not just because he's my father. He's a common sense Democrat. I really enjoy talking politics with him. We are not always on the same page. But again, I don't know why I jumped into this tonight this way. But again, we should be able to talk to each other. We should be able to disagree on issues and then talk to each other afterward. We have lost that. And I don't know why. It's almost like it's a cult now. When you belong to a political party, you now belong to a cult. It's wrong, people. It's what's weakening us. It's a big part of what's causing us to have so many problems, causing the country to have so many problems. So for some of you who hate all Dems, and you hate my dad is not a loon Dem, okay? I have relatives, cousins, uncles, aunts that are Democrats, but they think more like Republicans do. I don't know why they won't switch. What is it? You're born on the East Coast, you have a birth certificate, at the same time they register you to be a Democrat. They must. It's got to be that way. Anyway, again, like I said, I am Joe, senior host. Thanks so much for being with me tonight. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me. Let's have some fun. I guess we won't be able to have any fun. It's all negative stuff. There's no way to get away from it. As you know, the show originates out of California. California is mostly run by Democrats, right? They had 2/3 of the majority. You know, the best way, I always say, so we shouldn't spend so much money in California trying to defeat Democrats, because eventually they defeat themselves. And what I mean by that, it's the last couple of times Dems have run for office here, and they won, like in California, like in, where was it? I don't even know where he came from. I don't really care. But here's the deal. We had a Democrat senator, Leland Yee. That was him. And they had 75%. The Dems had 75% of the legislature. Here in California, what that means is nothing can be blocked by the Republicans. They don't need the Republicans to show up at all. And especially for tax increases. So Leland, apparently Leland was pushing for tougher gun control. I mean, big time tougher gun control. And so Leland, I love this story. I'm sorry. I just love this story so much. Leland was caught running guns in California.
Because he's a capitalist.
Because he's a capitalist Democrat who believes in guns, right? He believed in guns, obviously. I love it. I think it's hilarious. Yeah. So anyway, they picked him up. So that brought it down. I think we had two others that were indicted in legislation. So we got rid of three of them, and we didn't have to spend nickel one, which is why I think it's crazy for us to spend so much money trying to beat them all the time. Let them do it to themselves, people. I'm serious. Leave it alone. Anyway, I am Joe, senior host. Always a pleasure. California, you know, Governor Brown, he just thinks he's God's gift to the government, right? And so Governor Brown, Governor Moonbeam is what I prefer to call him. That's what he used to call himself, or we used to call him back in the 70s, I guess it was. He's got the answer to everything. He's doing such a bang-up job that the poverty rate's on the rise here in California. Now, again, you know how we talk about Detroit and we talk about, you know, New York, other places around the country, Chicago, Washington, D.C. Apparently, you know, here where we're run by Dems in California as well, I guarantee you within the next few months, as this starts to get worse, it'll somehow be the Republicans' fault that this is on the rise. What do you think? Anybody with me? So an Amtrak train passes by many of these barren kind of cities here in California. We've had over 2,000 businesses. I think it was last year, 15. Because, you know, I don't know if you know, we're not done with the misery of 2016 yet. We had over about 2,000 businesses leave California last year. Now, they didn't just leave because, I don't know, grandma lived in Wichita or something. They left because California's making it almost impossible to do business here. Seriously. Right? And as Governor Jerry Brown runs around telling state legislators, and state legislators run around telling everybody how great of a job they did and how they took the poorest of residents over the last few years and helped raise them out of their poverty by raising the state's, we've heard this argument before, right? By raising the state's minimum wage, they've improved overtime pay. I mean, you wouldn't believe what these guys have done. Right? They forced the overtime pay issues, even for part-time people. They pushed for health insurance for part-time people. All the things that you know, full-time employment brought, now here in this state, you could do part-time. And, what is it, home workers? The home care workers? Do they have to be unionized now, too? We're going to talk about that on the other side of the break. But you got to hear about these numbers. The poverty in California is on the rise. Run by Dems. Republicans' fault, right? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-Seed Oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-Seed Oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-Seed Oil and One World Way, for your fantastic health, call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
Back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I really do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, chatting, tweeting, texting, whatever it's called. I do so much appreciate the time that you spend with me. Yeah, you know, I could spend quite some time. I want to thank you guys that are in the chat room. Really, you know, you kind of help me push it along. You really do. Seriously, I try to read the comments during the show. I try to take a look, see what's going on there during the breaks. Right, Dan from Wisconsin. Is that Wisconsin or Wisconsin? I have friends from Wisconsin. That's how they say it. And then Bill from New York City. Thanks for joining us tonight. And again, Beatrice from Florida. Thanks. You know, one of these things, you got to send Joe at the real, what?
That's Beatrice.
Are you sure it's Beatrice? Because
yes.
You are. Okay. Beatrice, I'm sorry. My heartfelt apologies. If you've been listening to the show for any length of time, like, you know, I can't even pronounce Joe most of the time. I have a trouble with that as well. So I want to thanks for your patience. I thank you for listening in. Having a lot of fun. Tonight we're talking about the Democrats. What a great job they do. I mean, I'm looking at California thinking we may be Detroit West here soon. Because the Dems run the state, and right now it's election time. And I love how the Dems are running up and down the state, showing us what a great job. And here's what I always love about the Democrats. If I was running for state office right now, I would take this report and I would run with this report. All right? Because here's the deal. The poverty level in California is on the rise. Big time on the rise. So I love these guys running up and down the state and saying, look, think about this. This is almost as bad as Hillary saying, my accomplishment is I'm a woman. I thought about that for a while. Does that mean that she was a man and became a woman? I mean, because it's not the fact that I'm a man is not an accomplishment. I was born that way, right? Got all the parts and pieces. I was born that way. So it's not an accomplishment. So I'm just asking. So we've got these state candidates running up and down the state, and they're saying, you know, you got to vote for me because my Republican counterpart won't be able to get anything done because I'm in a majority party. And I would love to be, these guys are idiots that are running against you. Because if I was them, I would come up next to them and say, yes, that person is in a majority party. That person is part of the party that drove over 2,000 businesses out of here last year. That person is part of the party that has set all these unfunded mandates down to schools and counties. Yes, that person is part of the party that is driving up the poverty rate in California. Vote for her for more of the same. Or him, or whoever. Right? But they don't do that. Because they play nice. You know, again, if you're new to the show, this is the first time you've heard this, but I always get a kick out of the fact that, do you realize that if we played in the Revolutionary War, if we played with the rules that the Brits were used to when it came to fighting, right, and not the guerrilla warfare that we actually did use, right, we'd be under English rule today. We would still be the colonies, if you would. You don't fight that way. So I wish these guys would stop with the decorum, stop with the nice, and go, really? Yeah, she or he is proud of being in that party that has driven up the unemployment rate, that has driven up the poverty rate. And here's the other thing. I love when people say, I've already started, I'm sorry. I love when people say, look how good the economy's doing, look how this is doing, look how that's doing. We still have 94 million Americans out of work. How is that doing better? How can you tell me that the unemployment rate's down, you still got 94 million Americans out of business? How can you tell me the economy's moving, you still got 94 Americans out of business? The majority of new jobs being created are all part-time jobs. How much crack do you have to smoke for this to make sense? Does anybody know? I think, if you've been smoking crack and this all makes sense, you call me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Seriously. Because I can't get it. No matter what I do, I can't get this figured out. It still makes no sense to me. All right, back to the numbers. I'm sorry. You know, I get a little crazy with stuff. So they raised the state's minimum wage, right? They approved overtime pay for farm and domestic. They just tore this place up. They improved overtime pay. Listen, for farm and domestic workers. They enacted an earned income tax credit. They expanded health and welfare benefits. They provided extra money for the educations of poor students. Now, not that I'm against all of that stuff, but there's a way to do it the right way. However, their failure to confront the heaviest burden on poor families, California's soaring housing costs, out of control. And the governor will tell you that's because everybody wants to live in California, but everybody can't afford to live in California, Gov. Now, California's soaring housing costs will extend California's embarrassment of having the nation's highest rate of real poverty. A new supplemental poverty measure by the Census Bureau, it covers 2013 through 15, found that nearly 8 million Californians, 20% of the state's residents, hello? 20%. 20% of the people in the room, when you're in California, unless you're at a wine and cheese event, right? 20% of the people in the room are poor. They're living at or below the poverty line. Now, while that's lower than what it was during previous three periods, right, it actually had been, at one point, it had been as high as 23%. The gap between California and other states, which range from 19% to 9.7%, has widened. But the Dems are in control. How can this be? This can't be. This isn't. These numbers must be phony. They're pumped up by Trump or something. California's official poverty rate is 15%. It's only slightly higher than the national rate of 14%. Wow, that makes me feel so much better now, doesn't it? But it's 20%. But the 20.6% supplemental rate is 5.5% points higher than. You know, sometimes when they write these stories, they get the biggest kick out of it. Like, you can't add. Right? Like, you can't add five numbers. You're too stupid to do that. I have more faith in you than that, but I just think it's hilarious when they do this. So to continue, again, California, from a weather standpoint, you've got the whole gamut going on. You could be snowing in the skiing in the morning up in the mountains, and be down at the beach in the afternoon. Where I live, we've had a spread of 45, 48, 49 in the morning, and 103 in the afternoon at 2 o'clock. So there you go. Story goes on to say that there's a wide range of incomes and living costs here in California. The supplemental rate covers this much wider array of income sources. Look, the deal is, depending on where you live, but if you're talking about the big cities, right, Los Angeles, and let me tell you what, if you can Google it and you don't live in L.A., you don't live in California, when I moved here from Boston, L.A. was a more than just a culture shock. You could drive for an hour and you're still in Los Angeles. If you're in Boston, you drive for an hour, you're on Rhode Island, almost in Connecticut. It's a whole different animal. But here you're still, you could be, again, in downtown L.A. and drive for an hour in a couple of directions, and you are, and not because you're stuck in traffic. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll listen to Real Side. Be back in just a couple of minutes. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that'll work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You know about RVs. You've heard about bunkers. But surviving is not recreation. And man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com. Providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What are you, a couple of nitwits?
Back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me here on the air in the chat room. Texting, tweeting. I love that. When I was a kid, I won't say it'd be nice. Texting, tweeting, or being part of the conversation. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Really, seriously. Seriously, you got to pay attention. To what's going on. I don't care whether it's this show. I do, but I don't care whether it's this show or another show. You've got to pay attention to what's going on. Right? You've got to be part of the conversation, and let's just pay attention. All right, let me get to this, because I'm going to make myself nuts here in a minute. So, again, California is at a little over 20% in the poverty rate. Beautiful, sunny, beachbound, 20%. And it's run by Democrats. The city, the state, yeah, well, they are. Right? The state, city of Los Angeles, look at San Francisco, look at the issues they've had up in San Francisco, the sanctuary city, all the problems that they're having up there. Our major cities, with the education system in our major cities, in the toilet. LAUSD, what do they got, about a 60% dropout rate? They have a very low graduation rate. I'll put it that way. Maybe they don't drop out, they hang out, but they have a very low graduation rate. Now, the way they come up with the poverty rate in California, it's based on, 50-year-old formula. And it takes only into account a narrow range of incomes and living costs. The supplemental rate covers a much wider array of income sources. Now, if you dive deeper into the data, there's no doubt that California's high cost of living, especially for housing, is what driving people. Look at my kids, young people. It's hard to. The homes on the East Coast. You get a 2-bedroom, 3-bedroom home on the East Coast on a nice little piece of land, right? You can spend $150,000, $180,000 for it, maybe just under $200,000. Here, that same house is going to cost you $350,000, $380,000. If you want any kind of land whatsoever, it's going to cost you $500,000 or $600,000. Now, while housing costs in the Bay Area are even higher than most places. It's a technology-centered economy. So it got higher incomes, right? People get paid better money. No, so, you know, again, houses in decent areas that are decently priced is what's driving up these, the cost of these homes. Anyway, so Governor Brown has decided to cut through the red tape for some new housing, particularly low income. But he didn't make it a high priority. And he and the legislators are allowing opposition from a bunch of groups. He's gonna work it through. But here's the deal. Here's the thing that I find interesting. I know, he's just a loon. But he's going to make it... Have you heard this before at a national level? He's going to try to make it easier for you and I, or for the person coming, for you to afford houses you can't afford. He's going to cut through the red tape, and he's going to make it easier for you to afford that house. Lower interest rates. You know, there's all kinds of programs in California. There's been a couple of them that I looked at. You get these things in the mail on a regular basis out here. I can sell your home for this. I can do this. I can do that. Look at all the plans. You want to be part of the HARP plan? If you can't make it on the HARP plan, then we got this, this, and this. And you look down these plans. The state of California will bring your mortgage current, if you've been able to hang out this long, will bring your mortgage current, if you're in trouble, up to $100,000. Are you listening? Did anybody fall over yet? Up to $100,000. And then once they do that, if you stay in the house for 5 years, you don't have to pay it back. It's to help you stay in your house. If you stay in your house any less time than that and you have to sell the house, then the money has to be paid back in escrow. But let me hit that again for you. Because I know some of you went, oh, but what? The state will supplement you, will give you a bailout. How's that? I like that term. Will give you a bailout of up to $100,000 to bring your loan current. All right? And you don't have to pay it back if you stay in the house for 5 years or more. Don't you love it? Isn't that wonderful? And that's taxpayer dollars. Okay, here, I'm going to tease somebody off this time. And I don't mind doing it. I think this is wonderful. So, apparently Ivanka Trump was doing a... So if somebody knows about this, let me know, because I really don't understand this stuff. A Cosmo journalist. I mean, isn't that like a fashion magazine or something? So Ivanka Trump hits back at a Cosmo journalist after cutting short a negative interview. When she was asked by Donald's, when she's asked why Donald's child care plan doesn't include gay fathers. Let that sink in for a second. Now, after the round of questions from Prachi Gupta, she's a cosmopolitan.com writer, and it was a tough round of questions. Anyway, Donald's parenting policies, the mother of three refused to address why the plan does not include a policy about paternity leave. She also appeared to get riled up when Prachi quizzed her over the comment that Donald made, listen to this, about pregnancy being an inconvenience to employers. Okay, so some of you, your heads are going to split right now, and you're going to take this part of the clip and you're going to run with it, so good luck with that, because I can't stop you from doing that. It is an inconvenience to employers. It is. When a woman gets pregnant, okay, and goes through, you know, and is a valued or just employee at work period, part of the process, it is a problem for employers. It's no different than somebody breaking a leg and having to be out for a couple of weeks. It's no different than somebody who gets sick, gets pneumonia, and has to be out for a little bit of time. Now, why this is taken as an assault on pregnant women, I have no idea. I actually do have an idea. It's just a game you play. I get it. I get that you want to play that game. But they're gonna lock in on that he said that pregnancy was an inconvenience to employers. And as I said, technically, and it's not because you're a female, anything that keeps you out of work, anything that slows down your productivity, anything that the employer... Think about something in California. Because it's no inconvenience, right? They're going to get mad that he said something like that. Even though it is truth. It's dead truth. You got pregnant. God bless you. Great. Good for you. You're going to keep the baby. You're growing your family. You're starting again. Great. Wonderful. It's a good thing. Now you start to get into your months of pregnancy. Right? Most part, you slow down a little bit. Things happen. You may have some issues in the morning. All part of the process. We all get that. So you're going to begrudge an employer saying it is impacting the business that really he can't state the truth because it does. Now, some pregnant women can go longer than others. Some pregnant women, they don't get bothered as much as others. In your last 30, 45 days of pregnancy before you go out on pregnancy leave or maternity leave, somebody else has to be brought in to learn your job so they can do it while you're gone. You're gone, I don't know, what is it here now, 120 days up to in California? 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, 6 months? Can you honestly, you loons on the left, can you honestly sit there and say this is absolutely no impact on business? And you shouldn't feel bad about a true statement. If you're a pregnant woman at work and your boss says this is really impacting the business, he's not pounding on you. He's making a statement of fact, that's all. Probably not trying to make you feel bad either. I never understood why the loons have such a hard time with the truth. They have such a hard time with comments made there. They're just common sense truth. It should not be a problem. It's just amazing. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to be with you. Appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I hope I can play some of these clips I got for us tonight, because this is just wonderful. You know, I didn't, as I watched this guy more and more and more, how many of you know who Jason Chaffetz is? Right? He made the FBI admit that they covered up Hillary's lies on live TV. You know, we watch stuff go by and we don't really pay attention to words. That thing the other day with Bill Clinton. How long did that play out before somebody came? Hello, I did it. But how long did it play out before somebody finally came around and said, wait a minute, he just said she had the flu. So her campaign laid down like three, rapid fire three lies. Bang, 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 right? The heat got to her. We're going to deal with this on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back. Don't go far. You got to hear the rest of this. Chaffetz is my hero. We'll be right back.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
Listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-CHO, 855-732-5563. Again, thanks for being with me tonight. I really so much do appreciate you. Oh, God. I'm only chuckling because somebody in Twitter, I guess it's called Deplorable Me, I'm thinking, I that's great. Why didn't I think of that? Because I'm slow. That's why I didn't think about it. Let me see. We were talking about Jason Chaffetz on the other side of the break. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. So I get excited. I want to just jump right back in again. You're listening on The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with us, all right? If you are having to listen on your phone or computer or something like that, head over to my website. It'll give you a list of stations and times. And if it's not on it, call your local station and say, what the heck is wrong with you people? Why don't you have this show on? All right? Serious. Why don't you have this show on? Let them have it. Let them know that they ought to have it. All right. So I've been amazed at what's been going on and we talked about this the other night, about what's going on in Congress, and people are subpoenaed and come in. You know, when I was a kid, Even in my early teens, I remember my dad always saying, you know, the people to be afraid of is the federal government. They could stop you in your tracks. They could throw you in jail. You could be in jail for a year. Nobody would know it. And you'd go through all this stuff. And I started thinking that the government had pretty much unlimited power. And I know a lot of you listening think the same thing. But yet, we can't subpoena technology guys who installed Clinton's computers to show up. Right? I mean, all of a sudden, that's a problem. And I'm sitting here saying to myself, what happened? And when you find out what it takes to actually send one of those guys to jail, you realize why they don't go through the whole legal process. It could be 2 years. The guy who just blew off the subpoena and didn't show up at all because he felt like it was overreach from the Congress. Can you imagine that? You're telling the IRS, hey, I don't think you need to do an audit. Stay with my stuff. See what happens to you. Now, it's one thing to be able to dance around the question, right? You know, despite several attempts by congressmen to get the truth, as we saw, you know, we saw with Attorney General Loretta Lynch. Remember when they, I keep wanting to say Loretta Lynn, but Loretta Lynch. Yeah, all the questions they asked her, they couldn't get the answers out of her. No matter how much they pushed, they couldn't get an answer out of her. Now, here's a president who can't figure out what the C, and I know you guys have heard this a million times. I get this, right? But here's the deal. The woman can't figure out what the C means, yet she knows she didn't send any classified email. That makes absolutely no sense. So we're going to take a couple of minutes. I want you to hear, because some of you, I know that you know, you're working hard. I get it. I want you to hear the hero known as Jason Chaffetz ask the FBI, what the heck is going on here? Take a listen. A couple of minutes.
Do you believe that Congress does not have the right to see?
I get it. I want you to hear the hero known as Jason.
So we believe it's important for oversight committees to understand how the FBI reached our conclusion.
No. Wait. I'm asking you a philosophical question.
I'm asking you a... easy question here. You don't have to go give me an answer out of the, you know, a 12-page answer out of the dictionary. Just simple. You could do this in one sentence.
What does Congress not have the right to see?
So I don't know if I can answer that in a way that...
that you're going to be happy with.
You know, I think there's more to it than a simple answer. I think that each case is sort of specific to its own set of facts. I think Director Comey tried to be as transparent as he could with his committee.
Do you think he could be
with other committees as he responsibly can be? So I think when he spoke and he answered questions.
Wait, what is it that I, as a member of Congress, or any member on this Congress, either side of the aisle, what is it that you believe we don't have the right to see?
Think about what these guys see on a daily basis, right? From a security standpoint, here's a guy that makes the law, right? And he can't see what the law is producing from an employee.
See, this is the way our government works. We get to do oversight. That's why since 1814 this committee has been doing that. There's executive privilege. Let me help you. There's executive privilege. Has the president invoked executive privilege in this case?
No.
The answer is no. Good. That's right. The answer is no. Is there any other situation?
Look, when it comes to classified information and the classification that deals in the executive order, you know, not all the information that we have in our files belongs to us. We defer to other agencies when it comes to access to their classified information.
But you are the ones that put redactions on personal identifiable information, correct?
We did on the personal identifiable information. That's correct.
Where in the Constitution does it say that I can't see that?
The what?
Does it address it specifically in the Constitution?
So can you cite any legal case, any precedent that says that Congress can't look at personal identifiable information?
I cannot cite any legal case.
Are you aware that Congress is exempt from the Privacy Act?
I am.
We have no rules anymore. Come on, think about this. We have no laws. We have no rules. I mean, If you've been watching, I mean, really paying attention, start pulling it all together. This is just all a show. It doesn't matter what Congress does. It doesn't matter what they're going to do to this guy or any other person that gets in their way. They won't go to jail for it. We've not seen anybody go to jail yet. I mean, I love the fact that Chavis is laying this thing out. Just laying it out line by... So let me see. We have a right to see it, yeah. There's no constitutional reason why we can't. That's right. You know, we're not required to follow the Privacy Act as Congress, right? That's right. Okay. What's the problem here? Why does the FBI get to decide that you don't get to see it?
The FBI treat congressional document requests as FOIA requests?
No.
Will the FBI provide Congress all of the 302s?
All of the 302s? We have one set.
Yeah, my understanding is the 302s are the notes that are taken while they're doing interviews of, like, Mrs. Clinton. And they've got the notes from that Saturday morning where they didn't read her, you know, she didn't agree to tell the truth, the whole truth, to nothing but the truth, although you have to know what it is to be able to follow it, don't you?
You've been provided already. The rest of them are coming through the FOIA process.
Wait. Yep. We're not... FOIA process? You mean I got to fill out a FOIA request?
You can. Not necessary.
Not funny.
When... Here's the problem. You handpicked the 302s to give to us. My understanding of discussion with staff, and I appreciate your accessibility with the staff. You've been good, and you're new. And for your
give
first time hearing, this is a tough one. But the reality is, you should give us all the 302s.
So let me say this. I think the director made principal decisions about what to say to Congress when he was here and also what to provide to Congress. As far as the
wait, where do I find that?
Personally identified.
Do we just let everybody in government decide that they're based on their own individual principles? That's what Congress... See, it's trust but verify is how it works. You don't get to decide what I get to see. I get to see it all. I was elected by some 800,000 people to come to Congress and see classified information. I was elected by my colleagues here to be the chairman of this committee. That's the way our Constitution works. Will the FBI provide to Congress the full file with no redactions of personal identifiable information?
I cannot make that commitment sitting here today.
Then I'm going to issue a subpoena, and I'm going to do it right now. So let's go. I've signed this subpoena. We want all the 302s, and we would like the full file. You can accept service on behalf of the FBI?
Certainly.
You are hereby served.
I love this man. Don't you? No, seriously. I love this guy. And it's because, like, him and Trey Gowdy. You know, here you have the AG and the assistant AG. I'm sorry. When Trump gets in, that's exactly how it should work out. These are the guys you want at the top. This poor FBI guy, he's new. That was a great line. You're new, and you're doing a great job. Until they get a hold of you. When they get a hold of you later on, I don't know how new you're going to still be. This poor guy. But when you've got Congress people, you've got the head of the department who can't get the information he needs, the head of the committee, who can't get the information he needs. But what sense does that make? It shows you that we're out of control at every level of government. It's not just the president. We're out of control at every level of government. FBI, right? NSA, the Senate, the House, the president for sure, the cabinet. We're not running with any kind of process in place. Look, how many times have they subpoenaed and asked for this information and they can't get it? And then the agreement of the day, when we come back at the top of the hour, we're going to talk about Trey Gowdy. I love this guy, too. When he starts fuming, everybody ducks. And that's what he did at a recent committee hearing. You got to hear this. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. If you're watching on Facebook, got to reset at the top of the hour. You're on one of the other videos, got to reset at the top of the hour. That's just what happens. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.